The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, in the previous hour, we were discussing some pretty important, very, very common diseases that people have that, according to this one site, they believe doctors misdiagnose. Of course, I ripped that title a new one, and I think it's like 15 diseases doctors miss. Which I think is absolutely stupid. We don't miss these things. But we were in the middle of them, and I want to review some of them. We already talked about irritable bowel syndrome. We talked about fibromyalgia. We talked about lupus. We talked about multiple sclerosis. We talked about rheumatoid arthritis. Well, we didn't talk about lupus. We talked about Lyme disease. Now, lupus. Lupus is a disease that we learn about in medical school very, very thoroughly. It's an inflammatory disease that fights parts of your body, whether it's joints, kidneys, brain, skin, lungs, etc. All right? But sometimes the presenting symptoms could be so vague that we don't think lupus right off the bat. Now, because of my training, I do. So if somebody comes in saying I have these weird rashes, I'll run a lupus test. Or if they say I have joint pain or I'm tired, I'll run a lupus test. But unfortunately, a lot of times lupus can be missed because there's so many other reasons for you being tired. You're not getting good enough sleep. You're having sleep apnea. Maybe you're on Xanax all the time and it builds up. Maybe you're having caffeine withdrawal. Maybe depression. So there's so many other things that could be causing fatigue. We don't always think of lupus. Plus, running an ANA, anti-nuclear antibody test, isn't the cheapest thing. So, for those of you that have symptoms of rashes, whether it's on the face or on other parts of the body, joint pain, fatigue, etc., I strongly urge you getting a lupus test. It's extremely important, and it's something we need to diagnose early. Another disease from health.com, 15 diseases doctors often get wrong. Wrong my foot, but that's okay. You know, I like the diseases they're talking about, is polycystic ovary syndrome. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS, it's a hormonal disorder that usually affects women once they're already starting to menstruate because the ovaries are now in high gear. And people with PCOS a lot of times have cysts on their ovaries, right? Hence polycystic ovarian syndrome. Sometimes the ovaries could be working infrequently and not ovulating. And so you could have irregular periods. You could have weight gain. Many people have difficulty getting pregnant. There was a Stein-Leventhal syndrome discussed prior to us using polycystic ovarian syndrome as the main term. And Stein-Leventhal syndrome is multiple cysts on the ovaries as well as infertility. But a lot of times now with what we have in terms of our in our little medical bag, we're able to allow people with PCOS to get pregnant, okay? Many times there's a lot of androgens or high testosterone in the blood. So if somebody has extra hair, let's say they feel like they're a little bit more hairy than they should be for a woman, either on the face or on the chest or even on their arms and legs. If they have irregular periods, they're having some trouble with weight or fertility, they may have polycystic ovarian syndrome. Very easy to diagnose that. You could run some hormones like a luteinizing hormone or a follicular stimulating hormone, FSH-LH. Look at the ratio. If the ratio of LH to FSH is greater than 3-1, we could be looking at polycystic ovarian syndrome. You could actually ultrasound the ovaries. Those are pretty easy to do too. All right. So, it's a condition that, there's not one medication to cure for, but there's things we could do. We help with your insulin resistance, try to prevent you from getting diabetes. and do some things to try to help you get pregnant when you want to get pregnant. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about some of the diseases, quote-unquote, doctors often get wrong. Bullcrap, we don't get them wrong. We diagnose them all the time, but health.com wants to make you aware. Appendicitis. I've talked about appendicitis a lot on the show because we're taught that appendicitis, you have abdominal pain in the right lower area, you have fever, you don't want to eat. However, most of my patients, they ate that day when they have pain, or they have no fever. Or their abdominal pain is more throughout their tummy and not just directly in the right. When I examine them, I could get more tenderness in the right, but they don't feel it in the right. So if you have abdominal pain and you're worried about it, you need to get that checked. Unfortunately, some people will burst their appendix, feel better, and not even realize it's burst. Now you have stool and bacteria and fecal contents throughout the abdominal cavity, and that could be life-threatening. Endometriosis is another illness that gets misdiagnosed. Pelvic pain, cramping, heavy bleeding. We've talked about endometriosis. It's where tissue from the uterus seems to escape the uterus, land in other parts of the body. So when you do have a period, it acts like the same tissue within the uterus. You actually bleed outside the uterus. That can be very, very painful. Migraines many times are missed, they say, by, I don't think doctors miss this at all. But is it a true migraine versus a headache versus a cluster headache? These things should be evaluated. Don't just treat migraines on your own. I want to make sure there's nothing else going on, like a tumor or sinus disease or some other issue. And there's ways to treat headaches, cluster headaches, migraines. excuse me. Cluster headaches are more rare than migraines, but these headaches come close together, often the same day, last 30 minutes to 3 hours, come in clusters. A lot of times, they could be considered to be allergy headaches, etc. A headache is a headache. Get it looked at. Low thyroid. I don't see how this is missed. We don't miss thyroid because we always run the thyroid. However, what I will say is many of you are subclinical hypothyroid, where your lab levels look fine. Your TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone that the doctor tests, looks good. Your T4 may look good. Meanwhile, your gland is growing. You're tired, you're fatigued, dry skin, muscle aches, memory loss. So make sure they look a little bit more thoroughly at your thyroid and have a higher index of suspicion. Diabetes could get missed because people say they're tired. Anytime somebody tells me they're tired, you know, as opposed to the common symptoms of increased thirst and weight loss and increase in urination, even fatigue, get diabetes checked. We've talked about inflammatory bowel disease when we talked about irritable bowel. And I think that's it. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about the states that smoke the most pot. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting. We have a survey. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health has looked at the states and their marijuana consumption. And we have some very interesting statistics on the states that seem to use the most pot. They say usage drops, they have seen some drops in the use of marijuana. The most popular age group using marijuana on a regular basis was between 18 and 25. However, we're finding rates dropping among people older than 26. They say only 5% of people over 26 said that they still smoked marijuana on a regular basis. Now, which state won for smoking the most amount of marijuana? Rhode Island. Yeah, Rhode Island. Congratulations. According to these researchers in this one survey, 13% or 1 in 8 residents, okay, this is the country's smallest state, known as the Ocean State, I guess, smoke marijuana monthly. I've never been to Rhode Island. I've wanted to. I hear it is gorgeous. Rhode Island, I hear, is absolutely phenomenal. But 1 in 8 residents of Rhode Island smoke marijuana. They said it was 3 times the rate of Kansas. Kansas, only 4% of the residents regularly indulge in marijuana. The national average is 7% of our country smokes marijuana on a regular basis. That's not a lot. I expected it to be a heck of a lot more. They say western states, though, tended to have the higher rate of usage at 9%. The South, they said, the lowest rate at 5.83%. So states in the highest group of marijuana smoking were Alaska, Colorado, Montana, and New Mexico. But the least amount of marijuana smoking occurred in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia. Again, the most popular age group was 18 to 25 years old. 19% of this age group has used marijuana in the past month. So a fifth. Expect this number to go up more now that we're seeing more and more legalization of it. And we'll talk about that in a second. State-by-state variations definitely varied. Let me see if I could find Nevada here. I live in Nevada. Nevada, the average was 8.36% of people smoking marijuana. And that was very interesting. That was actually in the teenage group. 8.36 to 8.77% in the teenage group. In the 18 to 25 group, 20% smoking marijuana. 6.44% in the 26 plus. What? Come on, people. Tell you, I got a lot of patients that smoke marijuana. I don't know where they get it from, but that's what they do to keep their blood pressure down and keep away from the anxiety medicines and deal with their pain. You know, remember, we had a very, very high rate of unemployment, one of the highest rates in the country. And we had one of the biggest drops with the housing crisis, of course, because we had one of the biggest jumps in our housing back in 2003, 2004, 2005. So it only makes sense we got hurt the most. I'm wondering if maybe people find marijuana a cheaper and easier alternative than going to find health care. They say, let me see, Alaska was the state with the largest number of people aged 26 and older who continually used marijuana at 11.18%. So when you look at the different demographics, et cetera, in terms of Alaska, they appear to have the most older people smoking marijuana. They say Oregon and Alaska are going to this fall have on their ballots marijuana legalization. I predict that because of the economy being so stagnant and because of the demand and because of it being a very, very popular subject in elections, all right, for certain groups, we are going to see more and more states legalize marijuana to the point where it's going to be legal throughout the country probably within the next 5 to 10 years. Now, interesting how it's an individual state issue and not a federal issue. You know, marijuana is still considered an illegal drug. It's still considered a Schedule I. I'm not supposed to be writing Schedule I drugs. Marijuana, I don't write for that. Okay, and I haven't asked permission. I'm so busy, I could not even take that on at this point to determine who really needs it, who deserves it, with their medical card, how to write it, how to dispense it. It's just something that I just can't, see myself doing in the near future because I'm just overwhelmed right now with all my other patients. But, you know, are we seeing medical benefits? Too early to tell. We haven't been able to study. Do I think marijuana has medicinal benefits? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we just talked about in the previous hour how tobacco plants could help us fight Ebola, using the plants to manufacture the monoclonal antibodies. I think marijuana is going to be one of these undiscovered herbs or drugs that could be used for a variety of things. The problem is people are going to use it and then drive, or they're going to use it and then, I don't know, operate some sort of machinery or something. And with that being the case, That's where it's going to be held up. Okay, I don't think we're so much worried about the safety itself of the drug, even though we don't want people smoking. There's other ways to deliver marijuana. You can do it orally, et cetera. But how do you deal with the sociological measures, and how do you implement ways to check if they're driving while intoxicated? And okay, I mean, you could have marijuana in your system, and how do we know if it's affecting your judgment or not? That's a very, very difficult thing to test. Okay, somebody would have to say, well, parts per million, this level, will affect judgment. How could you say that? All right, and marijuana is in your system for at least a month, as we've seen with blood tests and drug testing. So if you could have marijuana in your system for that long, how do you screen people for when they're impaired? You know, now we're having a big debate with alcohol. We have no idea how much alcohol impairs people. Many of you will notice that you don't have wine or anything. You just take a couple sips of champagne and you already feel a little bit buzzed. There is no way to measure in actual real time how many parts per million, whatever, is affecting you, because there's also boluses of the drug hitting you. We've all felt that way. You know, now some of you that know how to hold your liquor, all right, you don't feel anything, you don't think you feel anything. Now remember, just because whether you feel it or don't feel it are two separate things. Just because you don't feel it doesn't mean you're impaired. All right, but some of you, you drink, and then you know you're drunk, and you call it after about the 5 or 6 drink. But many of us, just a little bit, give us that buzzed feeling. Oh, I don't care, no big deal. You start to giggle at things that aren't that funny. That doesn't mean you're drunk. It's just that first bolus is what you felt. Well, I mean, is it completely dissolved? Is it completely equal and completely, what's the word I'm looking for? Because I keep on saying completely. Dissoluted to the point where you have equilibrium with that drug in you? We don't know. You could have it concentrated in certain tissues, etc. So same thing with marijuana. This is going to be extremely difficult. And now some of you say, look, people drive like crap anyway. They do. You have a lot of people drive like crap. We just don't need any more. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I do foresee marijuana being completely legal. I do foresee many more studies with marijuana. I do foresee, as we become more socialized in medicine, us having more doctors allowing patients to use marijuana instead of expensive pharmaceuticals. And this is where we're going. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank God for capitalism, because now you have all these companies, all right, trying to make the treatment for Ebola, and they are fighting to be the first, because they're going to make some money and they're going to get some fame. We talked about one company from, I believe, MAP Pharmaceuticals, the ZMAP drug being used to make monoclonal antibodies. This was given to the two Americans from Liberia, the aid workers that were flown back here to Atlanta. They received that treatment and are doing better to save them from Ebola. It was a monoclonal antibody derived from a plant where it was infected with the virus, and the plant made a certain antibody that could be extracted from the plant and then given, the Ebola workers were given not the plant, but monoclonal antibodies made in mice. They are now trying to do this with plants now, because you can do it quicker and possibly cheaper. Infecting a plant is a heck of a lot easier than infecting a cell culture, and cheaper too. So this is something they're working on now. But it's a monoclonal antibody where the antibody is very specific to the virus, finds it and kills it. Now we have a Cambridge-based biotech company that is developing an experimental treatment. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I'm having a couple issues here with my computer, but we're talking about some of these Ebola treatments in the works. We talked about one with the monoclonal antibody that has already been tried on the two aid workers from Liberia, American aid workers that have been flown back to Atlanta. Now we have a Cambridge-based biotech company that has developed an experimental treatment also, all right, using Sarepta They are Sarepta Therapeutics has an injectable drug called AVI-7537. They say they have enough to treat about 24 patients within a week and could have a supply within a few months for another 100 patients. Now, you're like, 100 patients, that's it. About 960 have died already, and this could, you know, rise a lot quicker and exponentially. You're right, it can. But unfortunately, you know, this is all we have right now. All right. Unfortunately, these medications are not getting the time to be tested for long-term risks. But we do have companies. We also have another experimental drug in the works. So, you know, they're doing the best they can. But it is. It's going to take time. The Sarepta treatment has been tested in Ebola-infected rhesus monkeys with a cure rate of 60 to 80%. It has also been tested in healthy human volunteers for safety, but has never been tried in a person infected with Ebola. That's a tough one. But so far, if a healthy person felt safe, you know, then that's promising. It's just, you know, we just don't have time to work on this. Why hasn't anybody been working on this for years before? We knew about Ebola in the 90s, okay? I mean, we've known about this for years. I mean, even back from the 70s. And, you know, the Outbreak movie came out. Was that just Hollywood? I remember back in the 90s, they were talking about, yeah, they're working on a treatment, they're working on a vaccine. Whatever happened? Did the company just not be incentivized enough? Were they not going to make money on it? I mean, remember, these are expensive to do, all right? You know, these companies want to know that if they do come out with the vaccine or the treatment, that there's going to be a market for it, all right? I mean, they, you know, we need competition because we need somebody coming up with this quickly. However, we also don't want to scare off other companies to not invest in a very expensive undertaking of taking on Ebola if they think that they are going to be outgunned or out-contracted by some other company. Sarepta Therapeutics executives have already been in touch with the White House, the CDC, the US FDA, and other federal agencies to alert them to the drug supply the company currently has available. All right, right now no one has asked for the drug, they say, but federal officials have assured the company that the agencies would probably approve use of the drug if patients request it. Now, they have come up with a drug that treated Duchenne muscular dystrophy. We've talked about that before. And the company expects the FDA to approve that next year. For the FDA to approve something within a year is like, wow, uber fast. They began working on the Ebola treatment back in 2010 through a program funded by the Department of Defense. The company was awarded up to $291 million to develop treatments for Ebola and Marburg viruses. But the program was canceled because of federal budget constraints. So the starts and the stops, there wasn't a market demand. It probably didn't move forward like it should have. Only a handful of companies right now are working on Ebola treatment because, as it's being said right here in Boston Globe, there is no commercial potential, hence it limits profits. You know, you're trying to work. Remember, you have a company to keep afloat, all right, and you need to show a profit. So you are going to want to work on a drug that you know has a demand for it and a market. This is kind of frightening. I mean, the federal government is going to have to come up with some big amount of funds to fund a company, not only fund them, but to make it worth their while to take away their resources from other drugs that can make them a lot more money. Hopefully we have some people that are altruistic and not very selfish, but on the flip side, they are a company, and companies have to do what companies have to do. Anybody that's run a company realizes sometimes being selfish or unselfish isn't part of the equation. It's money talks. AVI 7530 works by preventing the production of an Ebola protein, which keeps the virus from replicating its host. So as we were talking about the plantibodies in the first segment about these tobacco plants making an antibody that finds the virus and attaches to it and kills it, this is another type of protein that prevents the virus from replicating. So once the virus dies out, it's dead, no progeny. It allows the immune system to kick in and then overcome the virus because it doesn't have to deal with the constant flow of numbers. So we're hoping to stop the virus, kill the virus, prevent it from replicating. There's a variety of ways this could be done. So right now you have a bunch of companies on the case. All right, like I said, hopefully they, hopefully they can, move quickly and have the funding that they need. Right now, we're, I think, hearing the number up at 936 of people who have died from Ebola thus far. It usually happens in small little outbreaks, but we're starting to see big clusters in Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea. A few have traveled to Nigeria. Since 1976, less than 1,700 Ebola deaths total have occurred. So the fact that 900 people have died so far this year, this is one of the biggest outbreaks we've seen. And then there's a question where, okay, so fine, if we have a treatment, let's give it to everybody. But no, not everybody can use experimental drugs. Some people may not be genetically inclined for it. According to Fox News, all right, they were talking about this ZMapp. ZMapp is the treatment they're using for the two Americans, and they want ZMapp now to go to Africa and be shipped and made, etc. All right. However, the Times noted that the Times had kind of looked into this as well as Life Science, that depending on your immune system, some of these medicines will not work. As we just discussed, some of these antivirals need your immune system to kick in. Well, if you don't have a good enough immune system, it doesn't matter if they're killing some of the virus. The other viruses can go and replicate and still overcome you. In people with weakened immune systems, you'll need the type of antiviral that'll just kill all aspects of that virus and be able to keep up with that. But you have other types of treatments that prime your immune system, okay? They say here, Ebola is believed to be fatal in 45 to 90% of the cases. Certain traits appear to be associated with a higher chance of survival. One is a tougher immune system that can handle damage to your CD4 and CD8 lymphocytes. Those certain types of a gene called human leukocyte antigen B. If you guys have that gene, you may have a better shot at fighting this disease. All right? And if there's a mutation of the gene known as NPC1, you may be resistant to the disease in the first place. Now, boom, this is probably where the next set of research has to go. You figure out who the hell is immune to this. You find out what their gene is and figure out if you could somehow allow people to express this gene by giving the vaccine. That could be pretty cool. Even the most vaccines deal with antibodies, where you prime your immune system. Healthy individual now recognizes a fake Ebola or a killed Ebola virus. So now your body makes antibodies. So if something like that is in the body immediately finds it and attaches and it grabs it. You understand how the immune system works. Okay, something enters your body. If it's foreign, your body fights it. But if it's something that your body has seen before, your T lymphocytes and your B lymphocytes, etc., are a little bit more prepared. And your lymphocytes that have been able to identify it will be the first ones on the scene. So now you have trained Navy SEAL type cells ready to go. That's the purpose of vaccines. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia on the way. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. Dahlia. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, more bad news. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think we all expected this. According to a report, Obamacare rates are supposed to increase as much as 23% by the year 2015. So we're talking in the next four, five, six months. Pretty scary stuff. They say the rate hikes are going to vary from state to state. Florida is probably going to be hit the hardest. Now, we have a federal court ruling right now where the federal government would not be able to subsidize rates in 36 states. Remember, this is going to be going to the Supreme Court, where is it constitutional? Is the government allowed to subsidize these horrible astronomical insurance rates at what, $800 a family? Are they even allowed to do this? Do we even have the money? Can they commit the American, you know, public and our future generations to the debt of what this is going to cost? And so with states not being able to use those subsidies, they would have to subsidize their exchanges themselves. This could definitely cause huge price increases and sticker shock for many Americans. They say right now in the case of Florida, some consumers will pay as much as 23% more when their plans are renewed in the fall. That would actually be in the next month or two, according to the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation. The agency released its projections yesterday, saying 23% was the upper end of the bad news, but some people may actually get a little bit of a drop by 5%, because remember, insurance companies, if they control their costs, by the law, they're not allowed to charge more than, they're not allowed to, I guess, have more than 10% profit. I forget the exact number. So if they don't have as many administrative costs, then they have to lower their premiums. They can't charge you more and just keep the profit. And so what these hospitals and these doctors or these insurance companies have been doing is they've limited the doctors you could go to. They've limited the hospitals. They've limited the prescription drugs. You know, I just had another patient call this morning that their medication is going to have to be switched to Vitorin because their insurance company doesn't cover it anymore. And they need to be switched to generic Zocor or generic Lipitor. Poor Vitorin. So many of you guys have been doing so well on Vitorin. It's a cholesterol medication that's brand name. It has Zocor and Zetia in it. Brand name. Merck, I believe, makes Vitorin. So many people can't buy Vitorin now because of Obamacare. You wonder what's going to happen to Merck. All right? And I mean, Merck has come up with some pretty, pretty amazing drugs. So it's frustrating. So they say the average in Florida will come out to about 13.2% hike. They say the numbers in every state across the board they think are going to be hiked. States like California, they run its own exchange, will still have increases. All right. A 4.2% quote-unquote weighted average hike. Not as bad as Florida, but still a hike nonetheless. They say Covered California, the state's Obamacare exchange, said on July 31st that 13% of the state's consumers will see hikes of 8% or more next year. This is ridiculous. The LA Times reported that some rates in Los Angeles are expected to rise by 16%. Dave Jones, the state's insurance commissioner in California, said the current numbers are merely a pause in the double-digit rate increases we've seen historically. They say November voters in California are going to consider Proposition 45. This is a measure that would expand the state insurance commissioner's role to set insurance rates. This is concerning. You know, they think that, according to Jones, he said insurers may be holding down the rates temporarily in anticipation of the new system. All right, but, and then later, of course, you know, it probably go up. So the Federal Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. thought it was illegal for the government to extend health insurance subsidies to consumers in states that didn't set up their own exchanges, which means people in 36 states could see their out-of-pocket expenses skyrocket as the federal government isn't subsidizing. The subsidies amount to as much as $450 per month in some states like Wyoming and Mississippi, residents of Utah and Tennessee would lose the lease, an average of about $150 per month. Now, I have seen some subsidies close to $800 a month on our exchange. Now, our exchange is a state-run exchange, and you'll see a health insurance for family, $1,000. When you use the subsidies, it brings it down to a couple hundred dollars. Well, that's $800 for a family. We got a lot of families to provide that subsidy for. I don't see where the money is coming from. Now, a separate court ruled, remember we talked about this last week, the subsidies are constitutional. The Obama administration is going to appeal the rule it disagrees with, obviously, and it looks like it's going to be heading to the Supreme Court if they accept it. Now, of course, Barack Obama had promised, according to Mail Online back in 2008, that we are going to save $2,500 per family each year on average by the end of his first term in office. We could keep our health care plan if we wanted to. We could keep our doctor. And this was a complete cluster. My family's losing their health insurance. We're probably not going to be able to afford the health insurance because we don't qualify for subsidies. I'm not saying boo-hoo. People have it worse than we do. But we did not expect with this whole thing that we would just lose our health insurance completely. I mean, we knew bad things were going to happen. We just didn't think the bad things were going to happen this quickly and to this many people. So for those of you that are expecting insurance rate hikes, I would get prepared now. I want you to look at your budget. I want you to talk to your insurance broker. See, part of me just doesn't want to pay the insurance company. Why the hell should I pay the insurance company? I know a family of five. They're paying $1,700 a month. That's highway robbery. I mean, why give in? I don't understand. I mean, maybe we as a group have to just say, to hell with this. I mean, I don't want you guys uninsured. But these health insurance plans suck. You're paying high premiums. You have a high deductible. Where is the money going? I don't know. Anyway, all right. Right now, 46% say the law has made no difference in their lives. Are you kidding me? 46%, the law has made absolutely no difference. I don't see that. All right. And I see tons of patients. I speak to many people in the media. All right. Even people that benefited from Medicaid are seeing issues because they still can't get into a doctor. I don't know. I just don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, here's some good news. They say taxi rides may get cheaper. We have an Uber Pool app that lets you split your ride with strangers traveling the same route. They say here, this is very, very interesting, okay? Uber lets users share a journey with another person who is requesting a ride on a similar route. Cars are booked in the same standard way, but in a batch, the app will notify the user of the other rider's first name. How much cab rides are. Remember, I had to go from Midtown to downtown, and I took the subway because I didn't want to spend $25 plus tip. That could be, can you imagine, $25 each way? That could be a $50 trip in a cab. So I could see why if you need to take a cab, that could kind of save you some bucks. The feature is being rolled out immediately in private beta and is only currently available in San Francisco. See, I think they're afraid to try it in New York. Whew, they could get pretty busy. And, you know, they probably need to kind of ease it in. But it's a social experiment. Now, what about the safety? Okay, could you have predators there going, I want to find a woman who's going to be in a cab alone? I mean, hopefully these cab drivers, you know, can intervene. I don't know. It's still a little eerie, but I like the idea of saving money. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.